Welcome back. It's the Taylor Report, CIET. We're really grateful we had Keith Polander, and it covered a lot of ground. A matter I wanted to take up with Keith, it's related, and we'll just talk about it here. Haiti, as listeners know, is also experiencing a real political crisis where the mass of the population is very put upon. They are not getting medicine, they're not getting food. Their economy is in terrible shape. And of course, sitting there among them are the Canadians, the Americans, the United Nations, and all kinds of NGOs who have contributed to the problems and not solved them. And so something dramatic happened. I thought it was dramatic, something to note. President Aristide, the last really popularly elected president of Haiti, at this very moment of uproar, both won the Americans' propaganda drive against Cuba, and also at the same time as the assassination of the president of Haiti, Moïse, who was killed, we don't know exactly by whom. It's a mad, hellacious story. But it was very dramatic that it was mentioned that Aristide, look it up, certainly the most popular man in modern Haitian history and had served as president, was removed at least three times through American-Canadian intervention. He happened to be being treated at one of those really advanced Cuban hospitals, because Cuba has a wonderful medical system. And so he'd been there for treatment and he was returning. So he happened to come back at this moment when the Haitian matter is being unfolding before our eyes with no predictable outcome. The timing couldn't have been better. The geography couldn't. He is coming from Cuba, from Havana. And he has said nothing. They have a very repressive state system. As listeners will know, the president has been in office for some time. He was illegally in office. Actually, he was sitting there 1 year saying he was president, even though time had been served, that is Mr. Moy. But it's time to remind everyone that Haiti had a president who was a popular president with a popular program of commitment to the people. And Bill Clinton removed him, and I believe George Bush removed him. And in the most criminal way, they took him, drug him to the airport and told him he had to flee or he would die because friends of theirs were marching on the Capitol. The true option is a democratic option. Now, the other headline that is important in Haiti you want to keep track of is the Toronto Star, the Globe and Mail, calmly says, well, the present prime minister, whose name is Joseph, he has said he's going to live up to the commitment to an election, the beginning of an electoral process to create a new Congress and a new president, and a referendum on a proposed constitution. That was a commitment of the sitting government of Haiti. He says he's going to do that. And just to show how arrogant and racist and colonial and imperialistic they are, the Star says in the Globe, well, important diplomats have snubbed the prime minister, Mr. Joseph, and have named in their statement another claimant, Mr. Henry. This is sheer mischief, wild imperialistic mischief. It's none of their business, but look at who they are. Germany, the United States, Canada, good old Canada, Turkey, by the way, France, these are largely white European colonial states, former colonial powers and still colonial powers. And they say, and they call themselves the core group. And the Star doesn't say, what a bunch of white pretenders. They ought to shut up and go home. They don't even quote, oh, what do people in the Caribbean think? You know, there are a few Caribbean countries. There's Cuba, there's Jamaica, there's a lot of neighboring states, St. Vincent, there's the whole region. Don't they get a say? The United Nations exists. They're not, the Star even camouflages that by saying some UN agencies or some weasel words, not the United Nations. There's a game going on. But what we have to say is this has got to stop. And I suppose we can ask, is there in Canada any political party that's going to say, hands off Haiti, stop dictating who becomes the prime minister, who becomes the president? No problem in Haiti is going to be solved in Washington, D.C., or in Germany, or the U.K., or France. It's not going to be solved. I know they will try, and some people will die in the process, but it's going to have to be determined by Haitians. So keep your eye on that, and remember the name Aristide and Lavalas, because, in fact, those are people's parties. The last thing they want, they have oligarch parties. They need a people's party. By the way, Canada could use a people's party now that we're talking about it. This is CIUT 89.5 FM. And lastly, I want to point out that the prime minister has said, made an unfortunate for him, I believe, remark. He was asked, well, how can Canada be talking at the United Nations and elsewhere about China and saying that China has, might have committed genocide, or we want an investigation. And his remark was, oh, well, I don't see any truth and reconciliation phenomenon in China. Funny he should say that. There's a proverb that says, be careful what you say, because you might go out of the door and meet yourself coming in. In fact, during the 19th century, when the conquest was going on, the crushing of indigenous peoples of Canada, New Zealand, Australia, it was also going on in China. The process of raising the British flag and bringing missionaries and attempting to destroy people's, the religions of people, rob them of their language, to put them under the British colonial system was going on in China. And the same military personnel, Colonel Middleton, who served out west in crushing Riel, and General Wolseley, all were involved in India and in Australia, and in China, where they brought the crime, you might remember, the crime of crimes in many ways, was the destruction of the Summer Palace, not far from Beijing, where they destroyed it after they had looted it. That was under the British flag. The British flag, the same flag that was flying when they crushed Riel. And when they began, and they set up the residential schools. And that now we're searching for bodies. Let's search for something else. Are they searching for the lost languages? Are they searching for the culture? Are they searching for the lost religions, the destroyed religions? What they were doing in China, they were doing in Western Canada to the indigenous people. So when Trudeau says, I don't see truth and reconciliation, okay, we'd like to help him out. China has some things to bring. If he wants to apologize for the colonial practice, he may as well recognize it was a British game under the British crown, not under the Pope, under the British crown, and the head of the crown, and the crown, the queen, is also the head of the church, and she's been touched with the magic oil, and she, as you know, has been appointed by God. And they were taking native languages, they were taking their land and their culture, and they were trying to do and did do for 150 years in much of China. So yes, thank you, Justin Trudeau, for raising the matter, because China shares with the indigenous people the assault of British imperialism. And so you could look for reconciliation with them. Start by apologizing and also by behaving like a proper country and show respect for others. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. And I dedicate everything to Karina Taylor, who's always in our memory. Thank you very much.